Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike and Steve here on the Treasure Chest Casino Weekend Kickoff Edition as we're inside the Game Barter and Grill. Counting down to Thursday Night Football this evening. Seattle at Arizona. Big NFC West matchup going to be starting week four action. But we got on the line right now with us the Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley joining us here. And we played the highlight going into last segment, Scott. 19 years ago today, believe it or not, was the reopening of the Superdome and that faithful block punt against the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football. Hard to believe, man, 19 years have gone by that fast.
And Scott had just got here.
Right,
Scott
exactly.
Had been here, what, about a month, Scott?
Yeah, yeah. I just rolled into Jackson, Mississippi, and I was probably just looking for homes at that time. Gleason's blocking punts, getting statues outside the dome, and I'm looking for homes. I just got there.
Scott, in your time playing, would you have somebody to compare Josh Allen to?
You know, when I watch Josh, there was a thing on Twitter a couple months ago, and they, you know, back in the Pro Bowl days, they used to have the guys race and they had the quarterback competitions. And I was watching, you know, they used to have the golf carts with the moving targets and the quarterback's throwing the ball. And I watched Dan Marino rip the ball. I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks just like Josh Allen. Same throwing motion, same rocket arm. So I think there's a lot of similarities I see with Dan Marino and Josh Allen. But Josh Allen is playing at a level right now that it's hard. I think it'd be hard for a lot of GMs not to call him the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He's just spectacular. When you look at just the team around him, I think they have good players. I do. I think they have good coaches. You take Josh Allen off that team wins six games. I just think he is unreal.
When you watch their defense, Scott, it's sort of leaky. And we did the Louisiana line camp, and Ryan Nielsen, who was with the Saints, he was their former defensive line coach. Now, I think he's a defensive assistant. I don't know if he – I know he works with the linebackers and the defensive line. I asked him, what were you most concerned about? And he brought up to me immediately, I'm concerned about the secondary. He said, because we've got a lot of new faces there. We used our first-round pick on a corner, young man from Kentucky. Trey White's coming back. But he said, you know, Trey's had a series of injuries. But teams have gashed the Bills running the ball. Even the Dolphins, come on, they're no great shakes running the ball by any stretch of the imagination. They average 5.2 yards a carry. I think the Bills are a tsunami team on offense. They hit you, and they hit you so hard, and they jump on you quick. But their defense is not what I would say a top-flight defense. They're really carried by Josh Allen, James Cook. They got great tight ends. Their offensive line's really good and a solid core of receivers.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment completely. And I've always kind of laughed the last few years when everybody says, Josh Allen can't beat Mahomes. He can't beat so-and-so in the playoffs. And I'm sitting there saying, no, just Josh Allen also doesn't have the defense that some of these other teams do. I think defensively there's a lot to be desired if you're a Bills fan. And like you said, you just kind of hope that Josh and the offense play so well that the defense doesn't really have to be a big factor in the game. They're okay if, like you said, the offense can get up 14 points and now they can just worry about playing cover two every play. But I think the Saints, you know, being 15, 16-point underdogs, I think they have a great chance to go up to Buffalo, control the tempo of the game, and, you know, you certainly cannot do what you did last week on the road where you don't play well in the special teams, you have tons of penalties. If you can just clean up those two things, I think you'll be able to run the ball on Buffalo enough. But the defense is going to have to find a way to get a couple takeaways because you're not going to be able to match, you know, points for points with that offense because they're obviously the more talented offense.
Todd, is that the biggest key for this game, the run game for the black and gold? Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller, trying to keep Josh Allen and that Bills offense off the field and just, you know, long sustained drives and controlling the clock.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, part a little bit of frustrating watching the Saints this year, you know, when you look at it, it felt like they probably could have run the ball outside of the Seattle game. The Seattle game got away from them. They had to drop back and throw the ball 40 times. But, you know, Arizona, you know, 45 pass attempts by Spencer, probably could have ran the ball more in that game because it was never really out of control. And then the 49ers game, when they commit to run the football, they run the ball effectively. I think Alvin's looked really good. I think Kendra with him is a good two-headed monster, and the offensive line is getting healthier. I think the success of this offense can really be had by sticking with the run and committing to the running game. And the running game just helps your defense that much more because I think you're starting to see some more weaknesses on this Saints defense. I think the running game can really be the best thing that this team does all year.
Scott, one of the things on defense, and I told this to Bob, not only do they not have an interception, it doesn't look like they've come close to coming up with an interception. There's so much gap between the receiver and the defensive backs. And you give a guy like Allen that little bit of opening, man, he's going to pick you apart. You got to be able to play stickier coverage up against the Bills, but not getting the turnovers. You know, you did get one with a fumble recovery, but, man, that to me in football is sometimes overlooked on that giveaway-takeaway ratio. It plays such a big part in winning and losing a game that you got to be able to force turnovers.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. I mean, you know, you watch high school games or college games, and some of these offenses are getting 90 plays a game, 100 plays a game. That doesn't happen in the NFL. The NFL, you're only getting so many shots at this football. The games move fast, and if you get a takeaway or two here or there and add some points, you're giving yourself a tremendous advantage to winning a football game. And I think that really is the key for the Saints defense is they got to find a way to be more disruptive, more ball disruption. They're near the bottom of the league in pressure rate. I've always just kind of lived, and maybe probably because I grew up in the Greg Williams mindset and the Dennis Allen mindset after that is we're going to play man, we're going to get in your face, and we're going to blitz. And we're going to get the ball to come out so fast that you don't have to cover very long. Now, there's downsides to that. You miss a tackle, it's a house call. You don't play it right in coverage, it's feast or famine sometimes. But for me, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die going down bringing the house. And I think the Saints defense has to be more aggressive with that mindset and bring more pressure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, I imagine you had a few times, or at least once, that you played at Buffalo. Curious your thoughts on that atmosphere there. I know it's the
ain't gonna be cold this year.
No, not that, and then also the last season of that other stadium, the other one being built right next door.
Scott, here's the crazy thing. You know the Bills-Saints game is a hot ticket. You know why? The Bills rarely play at 12 noon Central or 1 Eastern. They, you know, because when you're a really good team like Buffalo, they got you at, 2:30 in the afternoon, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursdays. So it's a rare deal that they play in Buffalo and at noontime. And so it's become a hot ticket in Buffalo to get.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think every game should be a hot ticket for this Buffalo team because they were my preseason pick to be in the Super Bowl. I like them and the Ravens to come out of the AFC. Yeah, I think it's all lined up there for them to have a special year and exit this stadium. I know there's been a lot of heartbreak in Buffalo with 4 Super Bowl losses, been close the last few years and lost to Mahomes and not got it quite done. So they have an opportunity, and I think I think their opportunity is this. It's getting the number one seed, making everything go through Buffalo. Because, yes, right now, perfect chance. Nobody wants to go up there in January. And I think with Kansas City being a little bit down, the AFC West being a tough division, they're going to knock each other around a little bit. I think Buffalo, you want to go to the Super Bowl, you want to accomplish everything, and you want to wrap this thing up right with that stadium in the last year, you got to get the number one seed.
It was crazy is what would happen, it comes down to the end, Chargers and Buffalo for home field advantage. You talk about a dichotomy of playing in L.A., you know, in late January or playing in Buffalo in late January. You talk about a difference. Yeah. That's a big difference.
Absolutely it is. And I'll tell you what, if it comes down to that, and I don't dispute it could come down to that. The Chargers are a really good team. What's crazy, after this week, the Ravens and the Chiefs play, Mahomes or Lamar is going to be 1-3. That's unheard of. So that's why I say it's a great opportunity, a great time to be try to get that number one seed if you're Buffalo or the Chargers. But heck, you know what? Buffalo, they're going to have home field advantage either way. If they go out to L.A., they'll probably bring all the crowd noise anyway, so they're just going to have nicer weather to do it in L.A.
Scott, what's been your impression of the rest of the NFC South? Obviously, Tampa Bay looks to be in solid control of that spot in first place, being 3-0. But right now, the Saints, you know, trailing the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons, but both of those franchises have been having their troubles, too.
Two words, Baker Mayfield. Right. Man, that sucker can play, dude. Man, he can play.
Yeah. You look at, you know, obviously the Saints signed Derek Carr and Tampa went out and got Baker, and Baker's been unreal for them. He's been a true franchise quarterback, and rarely do you ever go out and find somebody in free agency and just kind of pick over and off the trash heap and find yourself a productive player at that position. But Baker's been unbelievable. And, you know, I think Jason Light, their GM, has done a really good job since he's been there. Obviously, they got lucky with Brady choosing to go there. But he's done a good job of identifying the type of players he wants, and Coach Bowles has done a good job. I've known Todd for a long time. He was in Dallas with me. So they have a profile for the players they like. They've benefited from being in a weaker division. I think the NFC South has been down compared to what it's been. And, you know, even that kind of makes it a little more frustrating that the Saints aren't winning, because I think the NFC South isn't a great division. You just need to throw together some good wins, and you have a chance to win this division, because – you know, Bryce Young hasn't been very good. Now the quarterback situation in Atlanta looks up in the air as far as their confidence in him. So never been a better time to win the NFC South.
Scott, the crazy thing is, and Eileen Heitnik, who was in Baton Rouge for quite some time covering the Saints, and then she went back home to Tampa. She said on the final drive, as the offense goes on the field, the chant went up, you know, in Tampa, Baker. She said it was deafening. And she said, I just think about the day they signed him. 95% of, if you did call-in radio, was against it. Now, she said, now everybody, oh, I was for Baker from the start. I mean, you know how fans are. I was for Baker from the start. I knew he'd be like this. And she said, it's just amazing how the transformation of Baker Mayfield. And, Scott, I think he's been the difference in the NFC South. The Bucs aren't going to be that good if Baker doesn't win those games. And people say, well, it's a team game. Oh, yeah, it is. But you got to have a special talent at the most important position. And he's been able to do that for him. And, man, he's got a good running game with Irving. Their receivers are good. I know Evans is going to miss some time, but it looks as though Godwin potentially could play this week. If not this week, he'll be back real soon, and that Abuka guy from Ohio State can sure play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of laughed at you said nobody wanted him there. Listen, following Tom Brady is a hard thing to do, and that's what's impressed me the most with Baker is they've won games, they've been competitive, and he gives them a chance to win every week, and that's what you want from that position. When you step on the field on Sunday, everybody in your locker room, everybody in your fan base says, we have a chance today, no matter who we're playing, because we have that guy, whoever it is playing quarterback. And so Baker's been outstanding. He brings a lot of energy. You can tell he's the leader of the team. The team galvanized around him. And it's been really special to watch what he did, kind of resurrecting his career after Cleveland gave up on him probably way too early.
Give us your assessment of the play this year from Pete Warner. Because, you know, Pete was a guy, I think he was disappointed in maybe how things turned out last year for himself personally. But your thoughts on Warner this year for the Saints defensively?
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody that did another radio show, and they asked me who the best defensive player on the Saints has been this year over three games cumulative. And I said, without a doubt, number 20. I think I've watched all the coaches' tape from the last three games, and he's been everywhere. I mean, he is all over the field. He's been one of the most productive. It's not leading tackler in two of the three games. He'll miss a couple tackles here or there, but it's because he's to the ball all the time. He's flying around. He's playing with a lot of energy. He's staying pretty healthy. So I think over the three games, he's been the most active player. He's looking to hit somebody every single play. And, Granders, a very productive player, he's a lot of sacks. I think Pete's been really good in just showing up every week, just being who are we going to get this week? Oh, we're going to get 10 tackles out of number 20. And he's been everywhere.
Scott, always awesome talking to you. Thanks so much. What do you do for road games? I know, obviously, we won't be again in the Dome this weekend.
Yeah, for road games, I'm still in New Orleans, so we do our pregame and postgame shows from the Saints studio. So still doing the same thing, just doing it from the studio.
Just keep Verrett in line now. You know what I mean? You can't let him snowball you on stuff. Now you got to watch him, Scott.
There you go.
Who dat, Scott? Thanks again for your time, man.
Yep, no problem, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott Szanley, a Super Bowl champ, the Saints pregame and postgame analyst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.